WRCO Sports. Good morning. We have a lot of sports to get to, including an update from Bill Twining at the state wrestling tournament. Details on an exciting basketball game heard on WRCO last night. And a little bit later on, more Wisconsin sports. We'll chat about that. Our update is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and by Hillsboro Equipment.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament got underway on Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. The preliminary round matches in all four divisions. First of all, action began Thursday afternoon for the girls and Division I boys. For area girls, North Crawford Seneca sophomore Frankie Groom, Mineral Point junior Delia Collins, and Belmont Platteville senior Kaylee Davis all won a pair of matches to advance to the state semifinals. They'll all be competing tonight at 7 o'clock. Others advancing into the state semifinals for the girls, Kylie Klum of Westby. A pair from Black River Falls, Riley Hanrahan and Caitlin Nobish. A pair of sisters from Adams Friendship, Lydia and Kimura Hutter. And another pair of sisters from Wautoma Wild Rose, Lainey and Brinley Vaughn. All those girls will be competing in the state semifinals tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. Other girls had a difficult time. Both Madeline Muller, a junior from Richland Center, and Lexi Lathrop, a senior from Boscobel Wazika Steuben, were seeded against top-ranked wrestlers and defending state champions. In both cases, Madeline Muller lost to state champ Maddie Peach of Milton. Lexi Lathrop was defeated by state champ Madison Burns of Ashland, and both dropped into the consolation bracket, where they are joined by Catherine McAloes of Brookwood, Marissa Klum of Westby, Olivia Ball of Lancaster, Sidonia Roman of Royal Waniwak Center, Ellie Lenzendorf of Wanakee, Naomi Bermudo of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights, and three girls from Prairie du Chien, Ireland Chaka, Rosalie Kostman, and Aspen Gilo. There are a number of girls that won their preliminary round match but then lost. They are also in the consolation bracket, including Emily Heisner of Mineral Point, Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Belmont Platteville's J.C. Davis, Amelia Soltis of Mount Horeb-Barneveld, Kit Alsaker of Wanakee, and Margaret Barrett of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights. Two rounds of girls' action today begins at 10 o'clock this morning with a consolation, and then the semifinals tonight at 7 o'clock. A brief look at the boys from the area. Both Braden Hale-Toomey, a freshman, and trainer Curtin, a senior from Reedsburg, won a pair of matches on Thursday and advanced to the state semifinals. They are joined there by these wrestlers from the area, both Eli Meyer and Eli Leonard of Mount Horeb-Barneveld, Gatlin Empey of Stoughton, Sam Zanton of Middleton, Devin Lietzow of Sparta, and Tegan Moore of West Salem, Bangor. On Thursday evening, there were two rounds of wrestling in both divisions, 2 and 3, and here's how things went. Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti led early in his match, but wound up losing his quarterfinal 10-8 to Whitewater's Jarvis Porcaro. Ethan Haiti, a two-time state place winner, will place again, but he's in the WrestleBacks toward fifth place for Richland Center. Ithaca Weston with a pair of wrestlers in the tournament. Senior Nolan Waldner won by technical fall, but then lost his quarterfinal. He's in the WrestleBacks, where he's joined by fellow senior Caden Coleman, who lost his opening round match on Thursday. Perfect night for the Riverdale Chieftains. Sophomore Lakota Brewer won his quarterfinal 11-3. He's in the semifinals. Junior Brody Meese won his quarterfinal 10-0. He will join Brewer in the semifinals. And junior Grant Matthews won his quarterfinal by fall. He will join both Brewer and Meese in the semifinals at 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa Grant Highland won 4 of 5 quarterfinals. Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockhoff all won by fall. Gavin Hinderman was a Tech fall winner, 15-0. The only one to drop his match was Brock Hinderman, who lost 4-1 to Trevor Paulson of Aquinas and is now in the consolation bracket. Mineral Point has 3 in the semifinals tonight. State champion Cade Rule, state runner-up Rowan Carey, and freshman Memphis Burkhalter all won their quarterfinals. They'll wrestle in the semifinal round tonight. The other 5 wrestlers from Mineral Point are in the consolation bracket and will wrestle this afternoon in a session that begins at 1 o'clock. Others in the semifinals tonight include Shane Rashan and Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, Siler Zansevich and Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, Aiden Grunenfelder and Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle, Blake Terry and Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Seth Greeno of DeSoto had a pair of wins on Thursday. He's in the state semifinal round, along with Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Hayden Gillen of Mauston-Nisita, and Landon Heitmeyer of Portage, who posted two wins on Thursday to advance to the semifinals. Others in the wrestleback round today from the area include five from Mineral Point, three each from Fenimore, Lancaster, and Cuba City Benton Southwestern. North Crawford Seneca senior Jaron Grimsland won his opening match, then lost. He's in the consolation bracket along with junior Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca. Dodgeville's Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson are in the wrestleback activity. Mason Hurd and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien as well. Also in the consolation bracket today, wrestling in a 1 o'clock session, Brendan Rick of Royal Oneewoc Center, Parker Milsna of Cashton, Oliver Harkus of Belmont Platteville, Espen Swears of Mauston-Nicoosa, Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship, and Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, who lost his quarterfinal last night 15-14. There are three possible four-time state champs in this year's tournament. All won their quarterfinals. Danny Heiser of Evansville, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph, and for the girls, Haley Krieger of New London. They'll be competing in the semifinals tonight. Activity at the Cole Center, the Divisions 1 and girls will wrestle at 10 o'clock this morning in consolation. Divisions 2 and 3 in the wrestleback round this afternoon at 1. And all four divisions will have their semifinals tonight at 7 o'clock at the Cole Center in Madison. For Kirk Layer, Pat Mahoney, and David Wermond, for WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
80-74, a shootout tonight, down to 30 seconds. Jaden Shep lobs to Brady Dosh. Up ahead, Liam goes up for a stuff! Exclamation point for the Hornets. 82-74. Left side, three-try McGraw, no good. Bosworth rebound, Richland center ball. 12 seconds to go in double overtime. Taking it across the timeline is Jaden Shep. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, keeps the dribble. Hornets get the win here in double overtime. The Richland Center boys basketball team capped off the regular season with a thrilling 82-74 double overtime win against visiting Dodgeville. The Hornets finished the regular season at 12-12 with back-to-back wins this week. The Dodgers led 35-30 at halftime. Richland Center took several leads down the stretch. Dodgeville tied the game at 63 with 55 seconds left in regulation and had the ball with 15 seconds left, but failed to get a decent shot and the game went to the first overtime. Both teams scored six in 4 minutes, and the game went to a second overtime. The Hornets never trailed in the extra frame, the second one, on the way to the win. Richland Center featured a balanced attack with Liam Fingerson leading the way. He had key baskets at crucial points of the game and wound up with 20. Wes Bosworth helped out with 19. Garrison Weiss added 16, and sophomore Jaden Shep hit two critical three-pointers and wound up with 14 as the fourth Hornet in double-figure scoring. Brady Dosh had 7, Trayton Shep 5, Kaizen Schwitzenberg 1. The team was 7 for 15 from the line, and they made 5 three-pointers. Dodgeville was led in scoring by Bryce Krubaugh-Lockhart with 25, John McGraw added 16, and Jace Halverson made 10 points. The Dodgers made 8 three-pointers in the first half and finished the game with 12. They were 8 for 12 from the line. Following the 82-74 double overtime win, Richland Center will now prepare for the WIAA tournament with a game at Evansville Tuesday night. Dodgeville will open the postseason Tuesday night against Mauston. Elsewhere last night in conference play, Platteville with a win against River Valley, 82-61. And last night, Lancaster was a winner over Prairie du Chien, 67-37. Lafarge beat Nisita, 64-42. Cuba City over Boscobel, 76-41. Mineral Point, 66. Iowa Grant, 45. It was a win for Darlington over Riverdale, 80-49. Zeke Zuberbühler with 22 for Darlington. Bevan Dennis with 25 points, 7 3-pointers for Riverdale. And Southwestern, a winner against Fenimore, 57-47 in area boys basketball. There's plenty of girls WIAA tournament action tonight. We'll be on hand at Schulzburg. The Ithaca Bulldogs travel to Schulzburg in a 7th versus a 2nd seed game. River Ridge plays at Waseca Steuben as well. It'll be Kickapoo home against Cochran Fountain City and Hillsboro at Oliva Strum. Cuba City hosts Parkview in Division 4, Lancaster at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Belleville among the games coming up in Division 3. Prairie du Chien hosts River Valley, Broadhead at Platteville in WIAA Girls Tournament play. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Pin Pals had an 18-86, ILK an 18-10, and the Spare Parts a 16-96. Pin Pals 642 and a 641. The ILK team a 621 and a 609. Top Series, Ann Makovic with a 508. Cheryl McNerland 503. Marsha Mahatka 502. Top Game, Ann Makovic 199. Pat Adams 197. Cheryl McNerland 193. Alma Manning had a 5-6-10 split pickup. Barb Burns, Ann Makovic, and Judy Skelly each with 2 7s in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling, Top Series, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 29-54. Pioneer Print Company, 29-27. Julie Karen State Farm, 28-97. Pioneer Print Company had a 1,042. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 1,040. And Julie Karen State Farm, a 999. Top Series, Travis Bushley, 118 over average with a 778. Steve Olson and Chase Keller each had 691s, and Lucas Lindvig a 672. Top Game, Travis Bushley, 278. Chase Keller, 257. Elijah Cannon, a 247. And other highlights, Addison Pardoon with a 648, 138 over average. Jeremy Strube bowled a 626 series, 101 over average. And Scott Dilley with a 546, 90 pins over average.